Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Cannonballs. Cannonballs.
Oh, 03444991000. It's here we go. Feels like it's building up to something big, and then it just kind of. Just kind of wimps out at the end. The Late Night Alternative with me, Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle has gone off to do what she does best, guys. Something she does best. It's getting me some cold water. She's the best at getting me cold water. You can give us a call about anything you want, guys. 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We're going to wait for the first call. We're just going to wait for the first call. The first call is I can just feel. No, I can smell it. There's going to be something magic about the first calls. We're just going to wait, guys. We are just going to wait for the first call. 03. What's that noise? Hear that noise? There's a noise. 03444991000 is the telephone number. We're just going to wait for the first call. The first call is going to set the vibe for the show. We've got Robin Ince coming up after 11, our comedian. And glasses, where he wears glasses. I mean, I don't know how relevant that is to any part of the discussion, but he's going to cut. We've got him after 11, but we're just going to wait. Just going to wait. I can feel it coming. Some people say, well, what if no one phones in, Ian? Sometimes you do that thing where you sit and wait for a call. What if nobody phones in? Well, if nobody phones in, then that's the show. It's as simple as that. I was thinking of doing, how is this for performance art, right? So we do our live shows, 0344 499 1000, by the way. We're not starting the show properly until we get our first call. And then, dear listener, do we start the show. But until then, we just wait. Now, I was thinking, how's this for a piece of performance art, right? You sell tickets for a show. Like we did our show in London the other day. You sell tickets for a show, and you bill it as starring Ian and Catherine, right? And then the audience come in, and me and Catherine will be stood outside the venue. So we're outside the building. We're not in the building, but we're outside it. We're next to it. And for 45 minutes, the audience watch an empty stage and imagine the show. Then there's an interval. Then they come back, and they imagine the second half of the show. We are outside. We are not in there. I think that would work. What do you think, Line One?
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Line One.
You won't know who this is, but
have we met?
If I say the name Harrison, do you know?
Yeah, is it Harrison?
Yes, it is.
There we go. How did I pick that up, man? Hey, you're
I really don't know.
Our Megamix disc jockey? Is
call that me what you like. I really don't mind.
You're a genius. That's what you are.
Master Mixer.
You are a
Guy
god.
Bunny and the Master
you're,
Mixer.
You're a talker. You're a talker, that much is for sure. You're a goddamn genius, Sunshine. That's what you are.
means a lot, mate. Well, coming from you, that is a real honour.
Hey, coming from a has-been who turned down the Lorraine Kelly Show, Loose Women, and Victoria Derbyshire today. That's it. Well, you're the first call. You're the first call of the night, Harrison. You're setting the vibe of the show. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I'm a long time listener. Actually, well, I say long time since Ian Collins.
Are you a first time caller?
I am indeed a first time caller, but long time listener.
There you go. You get the bell. Mate. You get the bell. Remember to bring the bell.
That is, it's even more of an honour. That is.
Yep.
Is Kath there as well?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I mean yes.
Yeah,
rude. Just hiding in the back there. I thought so. Yeah. Hi, Kath.
Hello. Hey, yeah, I'm all right.
Hello. Yeah, great stuff. Yeah, so I just wanted to ring in and say, you know, thanks for the love and everything for the mixing. It really does mean a lot. And, you know, just gives me something to do when I'm bored.
Well, do it. You're not after money or anything, are you? It sounds like he's after money, Catherine.
Not,
there's no money
not.
Here.
I mean,
no one's making money.
No, I'm not after money at all. No, I literally just do it as a hobby, really.
You do good stuff.
But, yeah, I just want to ring in and, you know, say thanks.
But
and,
you do... Hang on a minute. Let's turn the thank you for the thanks. It's appreciated. But you're very talented. But you do a radio show as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Plug it. Let's plug Harrison's radio show, for God's sakes. You know, no one's listening
to
our show.
Yeah, of course. And, well, actually, you know, come on. I've already said this to you on Twitter. Your radar figures mean absolutely balderdash-all.
It's just my job security, that's all. It's just my job security in an old-fashioned business.
It is old-fashioned. The system is failed. The radar, just
cannonball,
people picking a diary.
Cannonball.
They don't even get the right people all the time.
Cannonball.
Anyway.
Go on, plug your flipping show, boy.
Well, I don't really feel it. Okay, 4 p.m. until... Actually, no, 3 p.m. at the moment.
Jesus, only, this guy doesn't even know what time...
The end of,
he doesn't even know what time he's on, Harrison!
Look, this is a recent thing. I'm only on for an extra hour until August, and then I'm leaving.
What? Oh, don't plug it, then.
Yeah, I'm leaving in
Screw
August.
Those losers. Are you going somewhere else?
3 p.m. until 7 p.m.
Are you going somewhere
else?
No,
I'm not. I'm just...
What?
No, I'm not leaving. I'm doing mostly freelance production for a career when I leave. Hoping to get back into the presenting thing soon.
Everyone in music radio is getting the sack. That's the truth. It's the truth. Everyone is getting the sack. I mean, that's happening.
Of course. I mean, we'd known about that 10 years ago, to be honest. But
I didn't care. I was speech radio.
It is a difficult time in music radio. Yeah, I'm a big... I've always wanted to do speech radio, actually, and you are one of the people that... You and Ian Collins, two people that
I
have.
Right. So you like the Ians. Are you a fan of Ian Payne?
I do. And Tommy as well. Tommy Boyd, of course. Ian Payne. Well, I mean, I did actually used to listen to Ian Payne, but, you know... After that... Yes, of course.
Mingita.
After that, I mean, yeah. That... How did he manage that? Payno. How did you manage that?
Payno. Insane Payno. In the Ian Payne.
Payno. It is nuts. Absolutely nuts. How do you manage that? I mean, it's...
All right, Harrison, I'm going to cut you off.
Really? Yes.
There we go. 03, thank you, Harrison. 0344 499 1000. First call. So the piece would be, so the audience come in and they know, they might see us as they walk into the venue. They might see us. We're just going to be outside the venue, sat outside the venue. 45 minutes. They imagine... I think this is so clever. They imagine what the show would be. Then there's an interval. Then they come back for the second half, a little bit boozy, and they imagine what the second half would look like. I think that's great. Can we get your ideas tonight, dear listener, for what many would call pretentious, but I call performance art pieces. I told you I did one performance art piece that was funded. These brilliant artists got funding from the government. It's funding to the tune that they paid me £2,000. Ian and Jane Forsyth, brilliant artists, really, really good. I love this kind of stuff. They paid me £2,000 for a 20-minute piece called Audience Performer F Off. And it was a reworking of a piece that someone had done in sort of about 1978. And it was 20 minutes split into 5-minute sections. And I'm there, I walk on, and I have to describe everything that I can see and that I'm doing. So, for example, I'm scratching my head with my left hand, and I'm feeling self-conscious about that now. So I'm deliberately putting my hand back down, and I can feel the table. I'm making eye contact with you. I'm pointing at you, so I'm going to look away. So do that for 5 minutes. Then... I don't remember exactly how it was split, but then at one point there was a mirror behind me and I had to turn around and do exactly the same stuff, but in the mirror. And then at 20 minutes, I walked off. £2,000.
Did you tell them to F off at any point? I did.
I said someone looked like a paedophile.
Oh, yeah.
I had to react as my mind was going, and I had to just say what was in my head and what I was feeling and what I was seeing. I said, I'm looking at a guy. He's wearing glasses. He's not shaved. He looks like a paedophile. Now I can see that I've offended him, so I'm pointing at him and I'm putting my hands up and I'm taking a step back because now I feel very uncomfortable. I'm going to go and look at someone else now. That was the thing. I got £2,000 for that. Wonderful. Well, I love stuff like that. I love it. I find it hilarious. I love performance art. I love, it was in this gallery in Sheffield. And that afternoon we went and had a look around and they were showing a film that was 8 hours long. And it was a guy walking in front of, the boats that go through ice? Are they called like icebreakers?
Yeah.
And they go really, really slowly. And it was just a guy walking in front of an icebreaker for 8 hours. That was the film. On a loop. Great. I love that stuff.
Do you remember when we went to... Was it... Which gallery was it where the women started dancing?
Oh, that was the...
Tate Modern, wasn't it?
No. It wasn't Tate Modern. It was the Tate Britain. That was also where there was a shower, a dismantled shower on the floor.
We stood there laughing at that for a good 10 minutes.
It's funny. I like funny stuff like that.
It was a blue shower.
Blue shower. 0344 499 1000. We got Robin Ince on at 11 o'clock, so now is an excellent time to give us a call. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, only on Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Have you ever had a lucid dream, Catherine Boyle?
Realise you're dreaming.
And you can control it. Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. What did you choose to do with your infinite power?
Flying, innit?
It's flying, innit? Oh, I think I'm dreaming. Yeah,
only one way to find out.
I'm going
to
fly. And then it takes a while because it doesn't work. You go, oh, no, I can't fly. I can't be dreaming. Hang on a minute. I've got to try it. And then you fly a little bit. It's flying. That's it. You've got infinite power to create and exist and perform any action within a multidimensional universe that is your imagination. We all just fly. If you've ever had a lucid dream, 0344 499 1000. I'm going to apparently, the Daily Mail will tell us how to do it in the female section. I've just read the headline. I've not looked at it. So it's going to tell us how to do it.
It's not in the mainstream news section.
No.
Which makes me wonder whether it's something that we all need to know or just the women.
Yes.
Maybe life is better in our dreams,
sisters. Let's see. But before we do that, let's go to Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jack. What can we do for you on this last show of the week? Because me and Kath ain't here tomorrow.
No.
Come on, spit it out.
I've got a very sore stomach.
You've got a what?
My stomach is painful at the minute.
Okay, well, go and see a doctor.
Yeah, I have seen a doctor. He said,
cut your stomach out.
Fine.
He said what? Yes, mate.
He said, Jack, you're fine. Stop being a chew.
Okay. So, what do you want me to do? Do like a voodoo spell or something to cure the stomach? We got banned
Absolutely
from doing that.
Not.
We got banned from doing voodoo spells after an elderly woman died. It's arguable. The inquiry said as a direct result of the hex that we put on her. I dispute that. I dispute that. But you know, rules is rules. So what can we do for you, Jack?
Nothing really. But I was just wondering, how are you doing anyway? You're going to cut me off, aren't you?
No, I was wondering if the question had answered, had finished. Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah. How's life?
It's got ups and it's got downs, Jack. It's got ups and it's got downs.
Like an elevator, ups and downs.
What the hell is this? Are you from America? You mean a lift?
I'm from Scotland.
Elevator? They don't say elevator in Scotland, do they, Scottish listeners? Do you?
I think so.
We don't have many Scottish listeners because I'm a patter thief, but if we could get... we need at least two more Scottish listeners, to verify this outlandish claim from this young man that in Scotland they say elevator... there we go, there's the bell, instead of lift.
And also, could you verify that your doctors over there look at you when you're ill and say, nah, you're fine?
Was it stop being
a
chimp?
Did he call you a tube?
Chimp.
What did he call you?
A tube.
A tube?
My doctor is my mum and dad, okay? They're nurses.
Right, well, they're not... I hate to break it to them, that they ain't doctors.
No.
They're nurses. Go to the doctors. So you've not been to... So this whole story is built on...
I thought he sounded...
It's as wobbly as California is after the earthquake.
Unlikely. Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they are... they are not doctors, Jack, and I would suggest you go and you sneak out under the cover of darkness at 2 o'clock in the morning and go and see a real doctor. Becky the Witch says, be careful of lucid dream instructions. They can lead to sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis, as we know, as we've proven on this show, is a myth. It does not.
No, sleep paralysis is necessary to stop you acting out your dreams
and endangering
yourself. Everyone is paralysed when they're asleep.
No, well, they're not actually.
Yeah.
Well, I move in my sleep, so that's
you
proven
wrong.
Yeah,
but you don't act them out.
Right, I've proven you wrong. You have been proven wrong, and I've got screw you. I was listening to Radio 4.
Why?
Because it was on. I like to think I'm intellectual. And someone on there said anti-Semite. Oh, and yet 3 or 4 weeks ago...
Oopie.
There we go. I did that deliberately to indicate anger. 3 or 4 weeks ago, you called me out for saying anti-Semite and said it was anti-Semite.
I'd say anti-Semite.
Yeah, well, it's anti... You humiliated me. It is, and it shall be...
Who said it on Radio 4?
I'm an anti-Semite. I'm pro-anti-Semite, the word... I am anti-Semite.
Okay. Well, it's good to have strong feelings about this.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the issue of Semitism and anti-Semitism, don't really care. But the pronunciation of the word, very, very, very firm on. 03444991000 is the telephone number. So get ready, guys. And gals. Maybe it's just the gals. Want to lose weight? Oh, we need some spooky dookie music. Hang on a second. Let's get some... Oh, I know what we've got. I know what we've got. I know what we've got.
If I listen too long, my brain turns to mush.
That's not it. Hang on a minute. We're going to get some really spooky...
I know it sounds funky, but a human was made because an alien done it with a monkey.
No, that's not it. I can't find the right clip, so we're going to go to our good old friend YouTube. I'm going to type in crystal healing type music. Let's see what comes up. I kind of want fling, 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 fling. I want that kind of music. Fling, 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 fling. They get some pling plings in it. We're in. Hang on. Let's jump forward a bit. There we go.
I never know where to get this music now past times has closed.
No. This is perfect. Exactly what I wanted. Dave will be with you in a second, but this is important. Let's do Dave first. Let's see if this music works under Dave. Good evening, Dave.
Hello, mate.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm a long-time caller, first-time listener.
And? You're on the air, Dave, but you won't
all
know...
All right.
Yeah, oh, Jesus.
It's all right, I'm just trying to get something done.
Well, I'm trying to get something done. It's called a phone-in radio show, and I'm really looking for callers that are a little bit more on the ball than this.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Thanks for your time. I mean, I don't know what was going on there. Want to lose weight or boost your career?
Is him a long-time caller, first-time listener?
As this dream expert reveals, you can learn to guide your mind while you sleep and turn your fantasies into realities.
Oh.
You're in free flight, gliding high above a patchwork of fields with the wind in your hair. Or what about swimming deep beneath the ocean without need of air? Perhaps your wildest dreams include something entirely different. A dalliance with a film star. Or skiing down a black run when in reality you never made it off the nursery slopes. And you can experience all this and more at will while fast asleep in bed. Lucid dreaming is the art of... It's good voiceover,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
It's good voiceover.
Bit creepy, but I think that's what
the best
you
ones
need.
Are.
Yeah.
Lucid dreaming is the art of shaping or controlling your dreams by practicing the latest brain training techniques. Have you seen you can get those glasses that you wear at night? They're like eye patches you wear at night, and they flash...
Oh, no.
Lights.
What,
they
like
flash
like
lights.
Being asleep in a disco?
Yeah, and apparently, according to the £250 price tag...
What?
According to that... It that then gets your brain to work in a certain way so you can control your dreams.
Dream of having 250 quid back.
You can wake up in the morning refreshed after spending the night perfecting your tennis serve or settling your differences with a long-deceased relative.
Well, or having it off with George Clooney.
Well, that was having a dalliance with a film star.
Well, dalliance. It wouldn't be a dalliance, it'd be off.
It would be blowjobs. All sounding a bit wacky? Actually, it's backed by neuroscience and is catching on fast. Neuroscience. According to its growing band of exponents, lucid dreaming has the power to not only improve health, both mental and physical, but also help us process past trauma, overcome phobias and addictive behaviours, and even improve life skills. Lucid dreaming expert Charlie Morley explains... A lucid dream is one in which you think, aha, I'm dreaming, while you're still asleep. You're out for the count, but part of your brain has reactivated, the right dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex, to be precise.
They are an expert.
Allowing you to experience the dream state consciously. Once you become conscious within a dream, you can direct it. You can fly, teleport, communicate telepathically with dream characters and get a blowy from Marilyn Monroe, dead or alive. Not only that, but you'll gain access to the most powerful virtual reality generator in existence, the human mind. So it all feels as real as working reality, if not more so. There are obvious benefits. You are no longer limited to the constraints of your horrible, pale, flabby body. People in wheelchairs can be useful again.
What?
And feel as invigorated as they would if they had done it physically. My eyesight was once quite poor in real life and yet perfect in lucid dreams, says Charlie. This was because I wasn't seeing through my eyes, I was seeing through my asshole.
Hang on a minute. Just in the lucid dream. In his other dreams, it's all fuzzy, is it? Is that how it works?
For any sceptics out there, Catherine Boyle, lucid dreaming has been a scientifically verified phenomenon for more than 40 years.
Oh, yes, which journals?
In 2012, researchers at the Max Planck Institute of Psychiatry in München carried out MRI scans on people while they slept, whether they wanted them or not. When they were simply dreaming, the brain stem and occipital lobe in the rear of the brain became active.
Oh.
But when they were lucid dreaming, the areas in the prefrontal cortex and their bells lit up.
That all checks out.
As lucid dream researcher Dr. Claire Johnson says, in lucid dreams, it's easy to shrug off your inner critic as you're in the wild, original world of the unconscious, where the critical self has much less of a voice. Incredibly, some claim you can even use lucid dreaming to hone a physical skill. Anyway, this is all boring, boring, boring. We're going to find out how to do it in a minute, but let's go to Roger, first of all. Good evening, Roger.
Good evening, Ian and Catherine.
Good evening, Roger. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm wondering why all these dream experts sound like David Babcock.
They do a little bit. They do a little bit. That is correct.
Just a quick one.
Yes.
Film recommendation. I went to see the new Spider-Man film today.
The trailer makes it look pony. Catherine?
Now, how much of it did you see?
I haven't seen the trailer.
How much of the movie did you see?
I saw the whole film.
Okay.
Yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Roger claiming that he's blind and then telling us he's seen a film.
Oh, no.
Busted.
I saw more of the film than a few of the people in there because a few left after the mid-credits sequence.
Oh, really?
And there was a brilliant end-credits sequence, which is...
I tell you what, here's the thing. Can we all just agree, when we go and see a Marvel movie, when the film ends and the credit starts, we go? Because I'm sick and tired. Because at Endgame was the first one that I stayed around right till the end. They didn't put anything at the end.
You're joking.
No, they didn't. So can we just agree? Let's teach Marvel and Stan Lee, RIP, peace be upon him, that we don't care for this technique of making the credits come up, I'm going out of the cinema, right? We just make that a thing now.
Handily, a member of staff did come in at the Endgame credits to tell us that there wasn't an end.
Scum.
Spoiler.
Scum. Yeah.
So you can go now. There's nothing at the end of the credits. A good chunk of us stayed anyway, just in case. But yeah, if you enjoyed Homecoming, which I really enjoyed Homecoming.
Okay. Yeah.
Far From Home is fantastic.
Okay. Spider-Man movies, will they have the word home in or a variation thereof?
Well, they've rebooted them now, haven't they?
I'll reboot you in a minute. I know that, Sunshine. Will they have the word home in?
I do not know.
Spider-Man Home Alone.
Yeah, his parents leave him. Well, his aunt
His parents are dead, mate.
Oh.
You never saw a Spider-Man movie in your life. but it was good, was it? I will take the boys.
It's great fun.
All right, Roger. Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to George. Good evening, George.
Good evening, Ian, Kath.
Good evening, George. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about lucid dreaming.
Of course you do.
The misnomer of anti-Semitism. It really irritates me.
You're going to say it doesn't exist?
No, it doesn't. Well, it does and it doesn't. I mean...
It's not Schrodinger's anti-Semitism. It either exists, which it does, or it doesn't, which it does.
Well, the Jewish people are a tiny percentage of the original Semitic people.
Right, so okay. I don't want a history lesson, George. We all know... The rest of the world, you excluded, knows what anti-Semitism is. So we got that.
They don't know.
It disagrees. Jesus, you're so dull sometimes. Lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming, yes. I had many lucid dreams.
Excellent call. Thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. Back to this. How do you do it? We'll tell you after this.
It's electric, it's eclectic, it's always rule-free. It's the late-night alternative with that man, Ian Lee.
On Talk Radio.
So how do you do lucid dreaming? This is what we all want to know. 0344 499 by the way, is the phone number. You can call in, you'll speak to Amy, she'll take your name and number, give you a call straight back. Free on most packages, pennies at top, and then we call you back. So 0344 499 1000. Now, how do you do it? It sounds wonderful in theory, but most of us fall into a pit of oblivion every night, and the thought of actually working in the land of Nod is daunting. who's this chap? There are many ways to access lucid dreams. Some do so spontaneously, said Charlie. But if you're keen to try, start a dream diary. The more conscious you are of your dream, easier it will be to become conscious when your dreams. Obvious, isn't it? Thicko.
Well, no, it's just using the same word.
Just thicko.
Slightly different order.
Keep a notebook and pencil by your bedside. Pencil.
Don't use a pen, you might get on your sheets.
Spend 5-10 minutes waking up when you wake up each morning. Focus on main themes and feelings and how horny you were. Recall any strange sexual practices that you might have done with your mum in it.
Then send them to me so I can have a good old read.
It's only a dream, so don't matter if you do it to your mum in there. It's a dream. Don't mean you fancy her, but she might be fit. Help you remember while you're falling asleep, recite over and over in mind, and this is the instructions, right? Tonight, I remember my dreams. I have excellent recall. Tonight, I remember my dreams. I have excellent recall. Okay, you'll do that over and over. What you're trying to do is become familiar with dream signs. Any improbable, impossible, or bizarre aspect of a dream that indicates we're dreaming, such as talking dogs or having it off with your fit mum.
Oh my God.
By acknowledging our particular dream signs, we create a lucidity trigger. Lucidity trigger that will be activated next time we see that sign. It's obvious it's thicko. Some people try machines or supplements to trigger lucid dreams, such as eye masks that beep or light up when you're in REM. Poor old Michael Stipe. To remind you that you're dreaming, they can be helpful for some, but not for others. They're like stabilisers on a bike or bicycle, best removed once you've learnt how to do it.
Just like that.
Wake up early. This technique can boost your chances of having a lucid dream by a whopping 2,000%, says Charlie. Wake up at least 2 hours earlier than normal. Stay awake for about an hour, then go back to sleep for another hour or two with the strong intention to gain lucidity. The last 2 hours of our sleep cycle are when we do most of our dreaming. So, if we starve ourselves of this dream time, when we go back to sleep, we eventually head smoothly and deeply into vivid dreaming. The average adult passes through 4 to 5 cycles of what is known as rapid eye movement. REM, Michael, stop! Bad boy, Borrow. Spot the swirls. If anyone's ever done this, by the way, 0344 499 1000, I'd love to hear from you. Those swirls of colour that form behind your eyelids as you slip off to sleep come in a transitional state between wakefulness and sleep called hypnagogia. As you drop off, some advise trying to shape them into more interesting patterns. It can help if you mentally say things such as, I'm going to see a square now, and then actively look for it. Boring. Oh, here we go. Don't be too blue. Don't be too blue. Engaging in sexual fantasies while lucid dreaming is common. After all, it's so realistic. You needn't be ashamed, says Charlie. In fact, he confesses that after learning about lucid dreaming, most nights during his teenage years were spent discovering the joys of sex and skateboarding. Actually says that.
Well, at the same time.
I saw...
that's technically very advanced.
I saw a grown man in his 30s on an electric skateboard.
Yes.
Now, I've seen the scooters. I had a very nice chat with Kerry, the young woman who cut my hair today. She's thinking of getting a scooter to go in and out of work. They can go up to 20 miles an hour. And then we talked about... And I just, a few minutes before, had seen a guy on an electric skateboard.
Yes.
What is wrong with people?
I've seen them on those in London, on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, on the road.
And you control it with your phone. Your phone, like,
you're
does the speed.
Me. Yeah. No.
I guess you steer it with your body weight like you would a normal skateboard, but you do it with your phone. I think I've got that right.
That sounds a lot like cheating.
It doesn't feel right. Can you do a half-pipe Ollie 10 on it, though? Guys, it's something for the kids. A little reference
for
the kids.
That's a gnarly move.
Okay, we've got a choice of Paddy Slattery, Sarah Bladen, or Nina Kola, and we're going to hear one of their boring interviews about how that about what happened to them when they lucid dreamed.
I want to know about Nina Kola.
Okay. Nina Kohler, 34, is a teacher from South East London. She could be listening to this. Good evening, Nina. I apologise for saying your story was boring. I've not read it. I bet it's a great story. I'm looking forward to it.
And thank you for your work in the classroom.
I can smell weed.
I can smell something.
I can smell weed. Has Ash left his stash? I can smell weed. I hate the fact that the streets smell of weed now. I hate it. I hate it. It's not even nice-smelling weed. Oh, it's horrible, man. It's just everywhere. 6 years ago, says Nina Kohler, I was really stuck for what to do career-wise. I was stagnating in my job teaching adults how to dance. It wasn't really challenging me. I'd heard about lucid dreaming from a workshop I'd attended with a friend. Ever since I was young, I'd been having dreams where I became aware I was dreaming, but never knew that is what it was called or how to utilise it. Once lucid, I started to ask my dream, what shall I do with my career? After the third time of asking, I got a really big answer. I floated down a building and looked through the window into a room. In there, I could see a very clear image of me sitting on the floor, surrounded by books and reading to young children. It was obviously what I'd been thinking about, but now I could see it. It seemed perfect. A few weeks later, a teaching role came up in a primary school near my home. The children would be older than those in my dream, but I applied for it. The next day, I went to the interview and was told the job I'd applied for was already taken. But holy shit, one with young children had just become available. What the heck? I applied for that one instead and ended up getting it. I love my new role, and it all makes sense now. I've managed to create a small library in my classroom. Any spare moment is dedicated to reading to the children, just like in my dream. You've ever done it? 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative, Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
On DAB, digital radio, online and on mobile.
We are Talk Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.